You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello and welcome to match day three of our weekly quiz, which is newly named the Danny Blanchflower Trophy. Playing today, we've got Paul McGraw and we've got Lee Harper. Rules are the same. I'll give you a quick reminder. There's 3 points for a correct answer without multiple choice, 2 points for a correct answer with multiple choice, and 1 point for a steal. So for a steal, I will pick the first hand I see go up only after the person answering gets it wrong. But obviously, we've got David Holland's not here today and Alan Miller's not here today. So just quickly before I move on to the questions, I'll keep you up to date on the current league standings. So in fourth is Adam Miller on no points. He hasn't played any games, but he's still on no points. In third is David Holland on 13 points. In second is Paul McGraw on 21 points. And on first is Lee Harper on 23 points. And as I always say, there are no games in hand, so grab as many points as you can. Right. So let's start. Let's get this done out of the way. I've got 15 questions each. So let's crack on. So to my right, I'll start with you, Paul. Right, question number one. Leeds won the first division title in 1991-1992 season. Luton, West Ham, and which other club were relegated the same season?
Multiple choice.
Okay. Oldham, Notts County, or Watford?
Oldham.
Incorrect.
Still, please.
Go then.
Notts County.
Correct. 1 point to Lee. All right, Lee, your first question. Euro 92 had four joint top goal scorers. Karl-Heinz Riedler, Dennis Bergkamp, and Thomas Brolin were three of them. Who was the fourth?
Multiple choice, please.
Ali McCoist, Henrik Larsen, not Henrik Larsen, Henrik Larsen of Denmark, and Jean-Pierre Papin.
Henrik Larsen.
Well done, it was. 2 points. Paul, question number two. Who managed Coventry during the 1992-1993 season?
Multiple choice.
Okay. Bobby Gold, Ron Atkinson, or Steve Coppell?
What was the same again?
Bobby Gold, Ron Atkinson, or Steve Coppell?
Steve Coppell.
Incorrect.
Still, please.
Go on then.
Bobby Gold.
Well done. 1 point. It was Bobby Gold. Lee, question number two. Manchester United beat Ipswich 9-0 at Old Trafford in 1995. Who scored United's first goal?
Multiple choice, please.
Andy Cole, Paul Ince or Roy Keane?
Well, Andy Cole's the obvious shout here. But I'm going to go for Paul Ince.
Incorrect.
Roy Keane.
Roy Keane, well done. That's the point. It was Roy Keane. So, Paul, question number three. Who did QPR's Gregory Goodridge represent at international level?
It's
90s.
Okay, multiple choice.
Canada, Costa Rica or Barbados?
No, I don't know. C.
You've got multiple choice. You might as well pick one.
Yeah, C.
Barbados.
Lucky bastard.
Well done. Yes, it was Paul Barbados. So it's 2 points. Lee, question number three. Ruud Gullit signed for Chelsea in 1995. From which club?
Multiple choice, please.
Sampdoria, AC Milan or Feyenoord?
AC Milan.
Incorrect.
Sampdoria.
I'm doing well on Paul. Yes, it was. Paul, question number four. There were five African countries, playing at France 98. Cameroon, Morocco, Nigeria, and South Africa. That's four. Who was the fifth?
Say the clubs again.
Cameroon, yeah. Morocco, Nigeria, yeah. And South Africa. That's four. Who was the fifth?
France 98. I'm gonna have a punt here without multiple choice. I'm gonna go Tunisia.
Yes, it was. No. It was Tunisia. Well done.
You're lucky. 3 points.
What am I on? Question four. Right, Lee. Question four. Everton midfielder Preki played for which country?
USA.
Well done, 3 points. It was in the United States.
Bastard.
No, I needed Paul. It, man.
Question number five. That's for Paul. Who did Brazilian-born midfielder Rai Ramos represent at international level between 1990 and 1995?
Never heard of him. Multiple choice.
I'm going to start laughing. Brazil, USA or Japan?
I want to say Brazil, but it sounds like a trick question.
Sound obvious.
You know, Harper.
The name again. Sorry?
Harper, do you know?
Not really, but it's going to catch whatever you say. I'm going to go the complete opposite way.
Okay. What was it? What were the choice?
I'll read it again. Hang on. Question number
if
five.
If you say Brazil, I'm going to go Japan. If you go Japan, I'm going to go Brazil.
Who did Brazilian-born midfielder Rai Ramos represent at international level between 1990 and 1995?
It says
you've got for multiple Brazil choice: born. Brazil, USA, or Japan.
It says Brazilian-born. That's why I think it's tricked. I'm going Japan.
Good choice. It was Japan. 2 points, Paul. you have to Google him. He's a great player.
So five. Never heard of him.
Never played for Japan. Right, Lee. Question number five. Brian Clough retired from management in which year?
I could have a stab in the dark here, but I'll go multiple choice.
92, 93 or 94?
94.
Incorrect.
Still 93.
Well done, Paul. 93.
Well done, Paul.
Question number six for Paul. Which city in England are Port Vale situated in?
Multiple choice.
Bristol, Stoke or Norwich?
Come on, Paul. You should get this one.
A.
Incorrect.
Stoke.
Well done, Lee. Still, it's Stoke. Lee, question six. Who plays at Victoria Park?
Oh. Multiple choice, please.
Ross County, Livingston, or Raith Rovers?
Oh, they weren't the three I was expecting. Livingston.
Incorrect.
Multiple choice, what were they?
Ross County, Livingston, or Raith Rovers?
Ross County.
Yeah, that's a steal. One point there, Paul. Ross County it was. Paul, question seven. Aberdeen signed Duncan Shearer from which English club in 1992?
Multiple choice.
Blackburn, QPR or Chelsea?
Blackburn.
Well done, 2 points. It was Blackburn. Duncan Shearer came before Alan Shearer. How weird's that?
Yeah.
Lee, question seven. Who won the 1990 League Cup final at Wembley?
Multiple choice, please.
Liverpool, Nottingham Forest or Arsenal?
Arsenal.
Incorrect.
Forest.
Forest, yeah. Point for Paul. It's Nottingham Forest.
Fuck's sake, man.
The Oldham.
Paul, question number eight. Who did Dean Saunders play for during the 1998-1999 season?
Multiple choice. I think I know the answer, but I'm going to go multiple choice just in case.
Bradford, Galatasaray or Benfica?
Galatasaray. Oh, sorry, what? Say it again, the question.
Come, you can't keep doing this.
It's a bit dodgy. Iffy, that. You know the question. Who did Dean Saunders play for in 98-99?
Oh, no, he played for three clubs over the 90s. So trying to fill four clubs over the 90s.
Not between the 1998-1999 season, you never.
Give it a star next
to this one. My hands are here. I'm done.
Go on, he's got multiple choice. Go on.
Galatasaray.
Incorrect.
Bradford.
Incorrect. You both got wrong. It's Benfica. That's the first time that's happened so far. Amazing. Right, Lee. Question number eight. Who played every league game in his first season at Arsenal during the 1990-1991 title-winning season? Sorry, I had to rush that. Did you get that, or do you want me to say it again?
Yeah, I've got just multiple choice, please.
Perry Groves, David Seaman, or Paul Davis?
Paul Davis.
Incorrect.
Perry Groves.
Incorrect. Again, it's Dave Seaman.
I thought it was a curveball.
Right, we're getting near the end now. Where we at? Paul? Where do Carlisle play their home games?
Multiple choice.
Okay. Brunton Park, Roots Hall or Furze Park?
A, Brunton Park.
Oh, Brunton, you know Park. What you're doing. I fucking edit you are.
Lee?
Yeah.
England beat Egypt 1-0 in the group stage of Italia 90. Who scored the goal?
Ray Wilkins.
Incorrect.
Multiple choice.
Lineker, Gascoigne or Mark Wright?
Mark Wright.
Oh, Mark fuck Wright, it, man. Yeah. See, I tried to get for the 3 points. I tried to be greedy.
He's speeding in front of you today, Lee, I'm afraid.
No, I know.
Right, question 10, Paul. Who was voted best young player at USA 94?
Multiple choice.
Roy Keane, Mark Overmars or Henrik Larsson? The Henrik Larsson, not Larsson.
How old was Overmars at 94? He couldn't have been young. I'm going to go... Can't be Keane. I'm going to go Larsson.
Incorrect.
All right, well you said it can't be Keane. I don't think it can be Keane because they didn't really get that far, Ireland. So I'm going to go for Overmars.
It was Mark Overmars, yeah. That's the point. Late, number 10. What was the League Cup sponsor in 1992?
I'll go for multiple choice. I think I might know it. If it comes out, I'm going to say it.
Okay. Multiple choice. Rumbelows, Coca-Cola.
I'm going to go Rumbelows.
Incorrect.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Can you carry on with the multiple choice, please, Dave?
Yeah. Rumbelows, Coca-Cola or Worthington's?
Coca-Cola.
Yes, it was Coca-Cola. It's a point for Paul.
Bullshit.
Worthington's after.
Yeah.
Rumbelows was
early 90s.
Yeah. Was it?
Yeah.
I thought you said 1992.
I did.
How early is the
1990, 1991.
Oh, God, fair enough.
You can check it with Google.
I'll take your word for it.
Question 11. Paul, Hristo Stoichkov was top goal scorer at USA 94 with which other striker?
Multiple choice.
Romario, Oleg Selenko, or Florian Radichoyu?
Romario.
Incorrect.
B.
Oleg Selenko.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the point. It was Oleg Selenko for Russia. He scored 5 goals in one game.
Oh, bastard.
Right. Question 11, Lee. Who was Serie A's top goal scorer in the 96-97 season?
Multiple choice, please.
George Weah, Pippo Inzaghi, or Alessandro Del Piero?
George Weah.
Incorrect.
Well, it was between Del Piero and Inzaghi. No, Inzaghi.
Inzaghi it was, that's the point. Right, last question is our question 12. Paul, Glasgow Rangers won the Scottish Premier Division, not the SPL, the Scottish Premier Division in the 1994-1995 season. But who finished second?
Oh, I looked at this, the SPL one. Go on, what's the multiple choice?
Motherwell, Celtic or Hibernian?
Motherwell.
Yes, it was.
Yep.
2 points. Yeah, he's pissed this today, Lee. He has. Right, last question for you, mate. Lee, Kenny Dalglish, that's your boys here. Kenny Dalglish became manager of Blackburn Rovers in which year?
1993.
Incorrect.
They were in the championship when he took over. I think it was 1889.
Incorrect. In 1991.
Ah, bollocks.
So, Lee, you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21. So, Paul's got 21 points. So Paul, what's 21 plus 21?
42.
42. I'm useless at maths. Lee, you had 23 points plus 10.
33.
So Michael McGrath has gone in front in the old Danny Blanche Lower Quiz League.
Fuck's sake, I wanted them Paul's. Fucking, what are they called that you said you were going
to
get?
Oh, the premium bonds. Mate, yeah. A long way to go, hopefully. We're only on match day 3.
Yeah, I know. Good quiz again though, Graham. Some good questions there. Paul, well played tonight.
Well, I've got a load more questions. Obviously, Paul's got to go away now, and myself and you late. Got a load more questions. So some good questions here, some good 90s questions, some toughies here. So let's keep it going. Let's keep it going for Danny Blancheflower. So see you next time, guys. Keep it 90s. Bye bye.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.